Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ding!
It's Sextastic Tuesday on Distorted View.
Are you ready for this? Oh, man, are we getting ready to blow your mind? Who's your daddy? That's it right there. Faster! Ah, I mean explode! Excuse me. You better get on that! Golly! Holy cow. We're giving it to you! You got one more minute. Oh, you know it, buddy. Faster, faster. Oh, yeah. Holy cow. I'm going to give you about 1 minute. I can't do this all night. We're losing money. But we're making a lot of friends. Faster. Oh, man. Oh. It's the mother load, baby.
It's Tuesday, April 8th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, a self-inflicted chainsaw decapitation, plus incest between ugly people and hot dog assault. All of this plus Sextastic Tuesday on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Every time I switch windows, I see a giant, shitty, wrecked asshole. That's for my Sideshow members. I'll clue you guys in a little bit later on that one. Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. Have a great show for you today. All right, a mediocre show for you today, because fucking Corey really dropped the goddamn ball on this one. He sent me a Sextastic Tuesday story complete with sound effects. It's a whole multimedia experience called The Wizard of Ooze. It really seemed like it was going to be a promising Sextastic Tuesday story. Unfortunately, Corey's using, like, the Norwegian version of Mac Word 5.8 or something, because it doesn't, this document does not open. I can't get it to open at all. I've tried converting it online with Zamzar. I've been using that fucking Google Docs thing. I've tried opening it in Open Word. I really would have preferred Corey writing this in fucking Notepad or something. Just an unformatted text would have done. Unfortunately, fucking Corey's using a Tandy computer from the 80s. He's coding the story in BASIC or something. So hopefully, I emailed Corey. We should have the Sextastic Tuesday story. Maybe for tomorrow, we'll do a special Wednesday edition. Today, we'll play a classic Sextastic story. This is just labeled period. So I think we all have a good idea of what this story is about. Let's get into it right now. A classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Carol is one sexy hot bitch. We'd only been dating 2 weeks when we had a night I'll never forget. She already knew I was into some kinky stuff, as on our first date I sucked her toes through her pantyhose. That didn't scare her away, so I recently passionately kissed her armpits while I caressed the rest of her body. But I believe that this night's action still surprised her. Uh-oh. I grabbed her by the crotch as she walked towards me down the hall, expecting to feel the warmth of her cunt through her pants. But instead, I felt the unmistakable outline of a woman's mini menstrual pad. Carol said, "As you can see, it looks like some things will be on hold for a few days." "The hell they will," I retorted. I fell to the floor, hugging her bleeding crotch tight to my face, inhaling the overpowering odor of that time of the month. I ground my face against her little mound. I screamed, "Drop your pants now! Give me your goddamn pussy! I love the way you smell! I'm gonna eat you out and fuck that nasty twat of yours!" It took her a couple of seconds to decide what to do. Reluctantly, she let her jeans fall to the floor and kicked them aside, revealing a pair of bright purple briefs with the bulge of the pad clearly visible. I screamed, "Aw, shit! Get to your bed now and leave the light on. Your cunt is mine." When I got to the bed, I snuggled my mouth hard against her crotch. She wiggled slightly under my attention. Sliding my fingers into both sides of her panties, I slowly pulled them off, getting the pleasure of her full aroma. "Pussy stink!" Carefully, I turned the panties inside out and got a look at the bloody pad. I brought the pad close to my face and inhaled. Then I gave it a little lick and decided that it was delicious. I pulled the pad from the briefs and let them fall to the floor. Then I took the pad and rubbed it all over her boobs. Now, there really wasn't a lot of juice on it, but enough to make her tits smell like her sweet, sweet pussy. I tried holding the pad up to Carol's mouth, but she avoided it. Finally, she realized I wasn't going to leave her alone until she gave it a try. Frowning at me, she stuck out her tongue and gave it a lick. Then another lick. She must have decided that she liked it, as before I knew it, her hand was jacking my prick and she kept licking as I let go and let my hand wander to her tangled, matted, hairy mess. Referring to her pussy as a tangled, matted, hairy mess. Love it! As soon as my hand touched her clit, she shuddered. I could wait no longer, and I began kissing up her slim thighs until I reached her pubic hair, which had menstrual mess in it. I licked all over the hair the best I could, cleaning her up as I went. I reached her outer lips, and I found a string sticking out and queried, "And what do we have here?" She replied,
"That's my tampon."
"Both? A pad and a tampon?"
"Yeah, I need both at the beginning as I flow so heavy."
I grabbed the end of the string with my teeth and began to pull. Slowly, her totally full tampon emerged until it slid all the way out. I watched her pussy as it quickly closed after the invading tampon was gone, like a steel trap door. Putting the pad aside and taking one of the ends of the tampon, he's done with the pad. He's more interested in the tampon now. So yeah, taking one of the ends of the tampon in my mouth, I put the other into hers. We both sucked whatever juices out of it, with fervor. It says it right here, they were sucking with fervor. As we did this, we rubbed one another's genitals. I said, and ladies and gentlemen of Distorted View, this quite possibly is the best quote ever in a porno. So here we go. I handed her the tampon and said, "Here, use it to yank the shit out of my prick while you sit on my mouth with your fantastic nasty cunt." Nice. You can't beat it. You can't. As soon as I was in position, I saw her cunt lips come towards me, backing up. Boop, boop, boop. I had to shift just a little to get all of her, but here it was, a dream come true. Here I was, not just licking fuck juice out of the woman, but her very special life-giving residue as well. I'd never been so overpowered by pussy before. I rubbed, licked, and sucked her swampy depths. Meanwhile, she was practically lifting me off the bed as she yanked my prick with the tampon wrapped around it. Suddenly, I felt a rush of juices as she came in my mouth. I flipped her around and said, "Let me fuck you." I put my hands behind her back and pulled her boobs toward my mouth. I was determined to lick off every bit of her cycle from her tits as I fucked her tight twat. It was terrific. I felt as if I was kissing her stinky pussy at the same time I was fucking it. Stinky pussy. I felt like I erupted gallons inside of her. It was the very best fuck I ever had. She staggered off of me and went to get dressed. I asked her to wait a minute. I said, "Are you about to put another tampon in?"
"Yeah, so what?"
"Let me do it for you, please." She shrugged her shoulders as I followed her into the bathroom. She explained how to use the applicator and then let me stick her tampon in, followed by attaching her pad. I fell asleep that night snuggled on her thigh with my face buried in her crotch. For the next 5 days, I enjoyed the most personal kind of sex possible. I wore all of her pads when she was finished with them. Holy fuck! What the hell's wrong with this man? And we found all kinds of ways to use dirty tampons. Like in a delicious chili recipe. You just dip the tampon right in there. It was kind of sad when her flow came to an end, but we found other kinky little things to do. Besides, it wouldn't be long until she would sit on my face again and let me have her flow. The end.
What a vivid, vivid story. I can almost smell her dripping cunt. You should really do something about that. It's actually a very offensive odor.
Mom? I've got to ask you something real personal. Do you douche?
I sure do.
And I do it a lot. My cunt smells like crab rangoon.
But only with Massengill vinegar and water.
Why Massengill vinegar and water?
Because it's the cheesiest.
For a naturally fresh feeling, only Massengill has two vinegar and water douches. Pure, extra mild, and extra cleansing when you need it.
When your pussy is straight up wrecked. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effective news right now. Alrighty, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the archive. Every single episode of Distorted View is in there, plus extended shows like the one we've got today, exclusive shows, video casts, and so much more. Sign up now, superfreaksideshow.com. Got three quick stories for you, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First story comes from Texas. A 41-year-old South Branch Township man took his own life last week by cutting his head off with a chainsaw after police said he unsuccessfully tried to reconcile an estranged marriage with his ex-wife. He's going about this all wrong. You don't cut your own head off. You cut your fucking bitch ex-wife's head off. Jesus, the problem! Why don't these people see it? He must have some sort of mental problem. Steve Gregory Walther died at Mercy Hospital Grayling on Wednesday, March 26th, after being transported there in an ambulance for a fatal head injury. I wonder if they put the body in the back of the ambulance and they, like, strapped the head in on the front passenger side with a seatbelt so it wouldn't roll around anywhere. He probably didn't decapitate his whole head, because after you get, like, halfway, job's pretty well done, and this guy doesn't really seem like he would be an overachiever. That's probably why his wife left him in the first place. You never finish anything you start!
This is the basement drywall thing all over again. Exactly why I left you.
Crawford County Sheriff deputies were dispatched to the home on Wednesday, March 26th for a domestic assault in progress. It's not really domestic assault if you're doing it to yourself. The woman in the home called the police when Walther, who she was granted a divorce from on March 17th, came to retrieve some of the personal property he was awarded in the divorce agreement. After talking to his ex-wife about reconciling their relationship, Walther became upset and threatened to hurt her. Yes, go with that feeling. And himself with a knife he had taken from a drawer. I wonder at what point Walther looked at this knife and said, you know what, no, I've got to go bigger with this. If you're going to do something, do it right. Sergeant Randy Barkler from the Crawford County Sheriff's Office, I probably mispronounced that, was patrolling in the area and arrived at a home at 12:37 p.m. When he arrived, Barkler found Walther collapsed in the driveway with a self-inflicted wound to the head. Oh, wait, I have something better.
I want to get a picture of you losing your
head.
Hey, please.
After ambulance crews transported Walther to Mercy Hospital, he died a short time after. Walther used to live in Cass City, but has resided in Crawford County for the last 10 years. Barklicker said that Walther had a history of domestic assault and mental health issues. Of course it takes a goddamn nutcase to chainsaw off your own head. He could have totally won back his wife, though. She's already battered, you know, damaged goods, if you will. Just yell at her. Tell her that she's a worthless bitch whore and she should get down on her knees and scrub the floor and work off her fat ass and then make him some pork chops. Here, this is exactly what he should have done. Take a cue from this happy couple.
Food's ready, come and get it!
Oh, I hate that woman. She sounds like she's in slow motion. Food's ready. Come and get it.
Food's ready. Come and get it.
Butter sticks.
What are you doing? You burnt the food again. You idiot.
You burnt my pork chops. Those floors don't look polished.
Now what am I going to eat?
Here's the thing. It's a public service announcement against domestic violence, but he really does have a good point. If she burned all the food, what the hell is he going to eat? That's all he's saying. And if it takes a little chin music to get that message across, well, then so be it. It's not domestic abuse if the guy has a point. And that's one to grow on. It's called communicating. Sometimes your fist speaks louder than words.
lots of valuable nuggets of knowledge on today's show. All right, so there you go. Barklicker said that Walther had a history of domestic assault and mental health issues. Quote, if the woman had not left the home, in my opinion, she could have been the victim of a homicide. So there you go. Second story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
And now for our next story. This is about a man, a woman, and a hot dog. And a situation we can all understand. Whether you're a man, a woman, a hot dog, or neither. Let's go back to the beginning. From coming out of the Florida jingle. Play the jingle, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those goddamn up-tempo jingles, it's impossible to make that transition, and now I gotta talk about a fucking woman choking on a hot dog. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't understand. Where are the pictures I'm supposed to see? Yes, the story comes from Florida, our most fucked up state. An Orange County wife is accused of stabbing her husband after a fight over hot dogs for dinner. Authorities say 28-year-old Alfreda Van Bladel made hot dogs for her husband, Anton, for dinner. Apparently, he snatched the plate from his wife. Authorities say that's when she stabbed him in the shoulder with a steak knife. Because the hot dogs told her to.
And I put the hot dog up to my mouth, and somebody started screaming. And I looked down at the hot dog, and there was a face on him. Eyes, nose, a mouth. And he started telling me that I couldn't eat him. That he had a wife and 7 kids at home to support. And I stood there with his hot dog and asked Terry, do you know this hot dog is talking to me?
To which I'm sure Terry responded,
shut your goddamn ass up!
I know I would. Alright, this redneck couple was apparently fighting over hot dogs. He snatched the plate from his wife. Authorities say that's when she stabbed him in the shoulder with a steak knife. They say he then grabbed a gun and pointed it to her, saying, I'm going to kill you. Both were arrested and face a number of charges. Now neither of you can have hot dogs.
Hot Dog and Jumbo will not be seen this morning so that we may bring you the following.
That's right. Hot dogs were preempted. Isn't it weird that I have so many sound effects that involve hot dogs? And even more strange is that I actually use the hot dog sound effects. There's enough news stories that involve hot dogs that I can keep playing these stupid sound effects. All right. Final story we have for you today. A South Australian woman has given birth to her father's daughter after the couple had sex. John and Jenny Deaves reunited 30 years after... reunited in a big, big way. 30 years after Mr. Deaves separated from Jenny's mother. Jenny was 31, and just 2 weeks after meeting, father and daughter had sex. I cannot imagine having sex with one of my parents. That's disgusting. I wonder if parents ever think that way about their children. Let's find out by calling my mother, thanks to our friends at Skype.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
Okay, we were outside with the kids.
Oh, how are they?
Yeah,
how
it's beautiful
doing?
Out.
You
doing?
Would you ever date me? Not even date so much as screw.
Would I what? Are you sick?
Would you? I'm reading this story on my show about this father and daughter who were...
I read that too.
Who were separated.
Oh, no, it wasn't that one.
They were separated, and then they got back together, and then they had a child together.
Okay.
Would you ever do that with me?
I don't think so, Tim.
Like, you would never drop dad. I'm younger.
That is really sick.
You know, you never thought about your children in that way? I could start things off with a nice candlelit dinner, and I could surprise you with some lingerie. Move things on from there. You know, get busy. Never thought of that?
I most certainly have not. What do you think I am, a prevert?
All right. Well, I just wanted to check in and make sure that you don't want to screw me.
Are you
me.
Doing this for your show?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, my God. Tim, I just thought of it just now.
just thought of what? You bagging me? Well, I'll let you go.
You can delete that.
Sure, okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Are you doing your show now?
Yeah, I have to go. I have things to do.
Oh, you have to go.
I don't have
okay.
time to talk to you right now.
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Can't waste all my time talking to you, old lady. I've got cum farts to play and rape porn. If you don't want to have sex with me, I have nothing else to say to you. Alright, so Jenny was 31, and just 2 weeks after meeting, father and daughter had sex. Quote, John and I are in this relationship as consenting adults, Mrs. Deaves told the Nine Network last night. I guess this is in Australia or something. We're just asking for a little bit of understanding and respect. Is that so much to ask for? As I fuck the shit out of my 60-year-old father. Let's all keep our heads on straight here. Their 11-month-old daughter, Celeste, shown on TV, appears fit and healthy. Just a matter of time before she starts licking windows. Ms. Deeb said soon after reuniting with her father, she began to see him more as a man first and her father second. I was looking at him, sort of going, oh, yeah, he's not too bad. Like, you might look at a man across the bar at a nightclub. She also said the physical relationship with her father was like a sexual relationship with any other man. For Mr. Deeves, the sexual relationship was absolutely fantastic. A South Australian police media spokesman said the couple is being monitored. I can't wait to see how this baby develops. Here's what I envision for her future.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
Little tard behind the cash register. Ding, fries are done. And that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh, I got to apologize. There was no show yesterday, but I will make it up definitely to my sideshow freaks and maybe to the free side people. We might do a weekend show for everyone. I don't know. You know what? If we can get into the top 10 at Podcast Alley, I'll do a show for everyone. Otherwise, it's just going to be sideshow freaks. There you go. Get voting. All right, let's do a couple voicemails here.
Hey, Tim, what's up? Z-Max here, man. I don't know if I remember telling you this or not, but I have a bizarre sex term for you.
All right, it's bizarre sex term time.
Bizarre sex terms, yeah.
Oh, what are you coming at me?
All right, kicking off the voicemail section with a bizarre sex term.
Hello? The bizarre sex term is called the Tim Henson. Basically, you're fucking a chick from behind, and then you pull out, and you tell her you can't finish because you don't know if you are a careless fairy or you're straight. Chicken nuggets.
All right. Well, I would think if I was in that position to begin with a woman, I would definitely be aware of my sexuality. Wouldn't have a problem then.
Sideshow member Sadie here from
maybe
Arizona.
Not, I don't know.
From Arizona.
Okay.
I just have a question for you.
Sure.
Would you like to fly in my beautiful balloon?
Ooh! We can fly in my beautiful balloon!
I love Mrs. Miller so much.
Hey, Timmy, it's Jody. Sideshow member. I'm just calling to say I think it's a great idea that you don't give all the people who listen to your show for free.
Well,
you know, all five shows of the week.
I know.
I definitely think that us Sideshow members deserve something.
Yeah, you guys
like
do.
Extra shows, you know, you're doing a hell of a job lately.
Thank you.
But I really think that Sextastic Tuesday should definitely be Sideshow member only.
Well, you know, maybe some weeks. Here's the thing. There's not going to be a set date. I'm not going to say every Wednesday show is just going to be for Sideshow members. It's going to be one or two shows a week. It'll be different each week. Some weeks it might be a Sideshow exclusive Sextastic Tuesday. Some weeks it won't be. Because I definitely don't want to, you know, piss off my Freeside members too much.
Hey, Tim. I was just going through some of my old episodes that you did. And I was listening to...
And really, come on, $5 is not that much a month. I'm not asking for the fucking world here. Do you see what I'm giving you? I'm giving you way more than $5 worth of entertainment, in my own humble opinion. Apparently a lot of you don't agree with me, but I think it's worth it.
That you did, and I listened to an episode from back in 06 where you said you were considering going to a psychiatrist and
really?
Recording it so that we can all hear it.
That's a good idea. I don't even know half the ideas that I say. I forget them.
And I would gladly sign up for the Sideshow five times over if you could do a just a weekly thing like that. So consider it.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know many psychiatrists that... I don't know if they would allow me to record it and put it on. Maybe I could get, like, a psychology or psychiatrist, like, student at OSU. Someone doing their grad work. I'm sure they could write a paper or three on me. All right.
Hey, Tim. It's Matt, one of your listeners from Kansas City, Missouri.
Ooh.
Love the show. Doing Thank great you. Things. Always makes me laugh during my work day.
Aww.
Just want to ask, what is up with the fucktard that called about Denny's on one of your recent shows? All he did was whine and bitch. He sounded like he was half drunk.
I don't
remember. He was really that pissed off. Why didn't he say something? Throw your food on the fucking floor. Piss on an apron.
Yeah, the guy called in about Denny's and was bitching about their customer service or something, which if you're going to go to Denny's, come on. You're lucky if you don't get a plate with a turd on it. All right. Nothing? Okay, let's try another one here. Oops.
This is Matt, Sideshow member from California.
Hello.
And you were talking about Kids Bop today.
Oh, no.
Well, I just saw a commercial for another Kids Bop CD called Worship Jams.
Oh, we've talked about Worship Jams on the show.
Children singing Christian pop jams.
That must mean that there's a new Worship Jams out. I'm going to have to check that out. Too loud.
Hi.
Ah!
No, hi. I said hi. Anyway, this is Andy. I'm actually catching up with all your shows on the iPod.
Ooh.
And I was listening to the February 18th show where you talked about the YouTube 13-year-old cunt, which is possible, as the later listener confirmed.
He's referring to, I think, I don't know which 13-year-old cunt you're referring to. I think it's this one, Lil J, y'all.
Hey, what up, y'all? This your girl, Lil J, and this little girl right here is getting nobody. So if you got anything to say to me, you can say it to my motherfucking face or send me a or hit me up on my motherfucking MySpace. I see it, and this little bitch right here will fucking kill your ass, nigga.
Oh, I love her so much. He could also be referring to the 13-year-old bitch on Maury. I don't know. Let's listen on here.
Watching the preteens make asses of themselves and make, you know, historical records of them.
I know. When they're like 40 or something, how embarrassed they're going to be.
You didn't have it on the blog.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'll post a link to Lil J on the show notes today. If you're referring to someone else, let me know. Try to track them down.
Hey, Sideshow listener, Sideshow Freak from Maine. I was spinning around the dial last night on the TV and on the International, or the IFC, International Film Channel, I guess.
Yes.
I saw the movie Coffee. Yes, that blaxploitation film you played the trailer from. You can catch it on IFC.
She's black and she'll cream ya.
See, enjoy it, freaks.
Chagoo! Check out IFC if you want to check that out. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in OGOD. Leave a voicemail for me if you want to hit me up. This is your girl, Lil J, nigga. Vote for us a podcast, Dolly. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the big Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
They call her Coffee, because if you jab her, she'll cream you.
This is the end of your rotten life.
Coffee, the baddest one-chick hit squad that ever hit town.
All your friends are dead. Well, I killed them all.
Coffee, she's got a body men would die for. And lately, a lot of them have. Coffee's black. Coffee's hot. And sometimes, as sweet as sugar.
I know what you want to, and you're gonna get it.
Coffee. Always where the action is. A mean kind of super chick who don't take nothing off of nobody.
You want me to crawl? You want to spit on me and make me crawl?
See Coffee. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without a parent. Look out, Harlem. Here comes coffee. The godmother of them all.